Hello, Leo. April here from Real Talk. And today I've got your full moon messages for this full super pink moon that we just had on Monday in Scorpio. So that is death and transformation. All right, so we are going to take a little peek, see here, and see what that means for you, the star seed of Leo, or cross listeners, or whatever. Okay, so, or you might have Leo in your chart. Now, let's find out what exactly these messages are going to be for Leo. This is going to be a 9-card spread, and I will also be using story cubes. These are a little die with pictures on them for additional messages, all right? They could clarify, they could just add to. We'll find out. So, now, we're going to start, as I said, with this 9-card spread. And Gemini, you are coming out with 8 of Pentacles. I'm sorry, did I say Gemini? Maybe you're dealing with one. I'm so sorry. It's Leo. Leo, you are dealing with, you have an 8 of Pentacles reversed. And that's crossed by the Ace of Swords. All right, so Leo, this means that there's a double-edged sort of truth here, okay? This could be of a moral, a legal, it could be anything. But it has to do with truth, all right? And it has to do with something you've been working on, or working toward, or your actual job or career, all right? So that looks like to be the base of this situation so far, all right? Now, moving on, we have, so Spirit, what can you tell Leo about, thank you, Spirit, I didn't even have a chance to say, above Leo is the 7 of Wands, all right? So there's frustration here, but you have been able to overcome it and stay on top of it, all right? 7 of Wands. Okay, so whatever this truth is, whether it's, you know, one that's coming out, one that's still hidden and affecting folks in a negative way, perhaps, you've been on top of this situation here. 7 of Wands above you. And what is, what is below? Below is the 4 of Swords, all right? So that's taking a break from it all, okay? So there's been a balancing act here between keeping your shit together and, you know, being on the defensive and just, you know, on the verge of losing it completely. So... okay. So what for Leo has been the energy in the recent past that's brought us here to this culmination? Because this is, like I said, a Scorpio moon, so it's death and transformation. You know, cycles are ending, things are passing away, and we're moving on into a new cycle, a new rebirth, regeneration. All right, so in the recent past, you had the 2 of Wands reversed. So there was a stagnation in emotion. There was no, seemed to be stuck in one mode, I guess. 2 of Wands. So yeah, you weren't really looking to expand. And maybe you were keeping your feelings to yourself. Okay. So let's find out in the present for Leo. Where is Leo standing in the moon energy in the present, Spirit? Where's Leo standing in the moon? Okay, 5 of Cups reversed. All right, so you're coming out of any kind of disappointment over this truth, over this situation. So yeah, this definitely looks like a movement toward the death or transformation that that needs to happen here. All right. So Spirit, what can you tell us is the action taking place for Leo? What is the action energy happening in this moon energy? Oh, the Ace of Wands. All right, so that's a new beginning, new ideas, new creative endeavors. Wow, this is great. All right, so this moon is bringing a death to an old way of handling something or a situation you've already been dealing with, okay? And overcoming that and starting something new, that's great. So what advice do you have, Spirit? What advice do you have for the starseed of Leo, please? For this super full pink moon energy? What advice do you have for Leo? What advice do you have for the starseed of Leo? Spirit, what is the advice, please, for the starseed of Leo? Eight of Swords reversed. Exactly. It's coming out of that self-imposed prison or that denial, whatever you're denying yourself, this truth. It's coming out of that. That is your advice or guidance. All right. And one more, please, Spirit. For the starseed of Leo, what is the potential outcome, please? For the starseed of Leo, what does Leo need to know about this new endeavor? What is the outcome? What is the potential outcome? Because we all have free will, as you know. So, Leo, starseed of Leo, what is the potential outcome, please? Should they take the advice? Okay, and we have Five of Pentacles reversed. So, Leo, you will be coming out of the cold in some way. Okay? Whatever you may have felt was lacking or perhaps a loss during the situation, looks like it's going to make its way back around to you in the way of this new endeavor. This new creative endeavor, all right? Spirit wanted you to go through this a little bit here. That maybe you needed to do a little self-examination of your own motives, all right? Not necessarily others. You might have been hanging on to something that, you know, needed to go with this Four of Swords. You are holding on to frustration with Seven of Wands above. Okay, so this is really a card about you. You overcoming yourself, basically, you know, stepping the hell out of your own way so that you can take a hold of this Ace of Wands right here. Okay, seize the day, like a Leo knows it should, all right? So you need to get out there and roar, or some shit like that. Okay, so now, let's get into the story cubes here, because we're going to get a few additional messages for you. With the Eight of Pentacles reversed and the Ace of Swords, we got the Sword of Truth about some work or energy being put into something. What is that about, Spirit? Well, you have a high-rise building, and that is about being upwardly mobile and aspiring to greater things, okay? So if that's what you've been working toward, or you want to express your own truth, that's what you want, that's what this represents. Okay? Okay. So let's see. We have above you, we have these Seven of Wands. All right? These are the frustrations you've been feeling. And we have you have a snooze emoji here, a guy sleeping. All right? So, maybe things, you know, maybe you let things go to a point where they did reach frustration because you were ignoring it or something of that nature. Okay. Now below we have the Four of Swords. Okay. So you've been taking some sort of break from this here. You've been in a timeout, so to speak. So why is the Four of Swords here, please, below Leo? Or you need to. Maybe that is the message coming through. Okay, there's a bridge here. So in order to build whatever bridge you feel is necessary to overcome this, you might have to rest first, you know, and contemplate and prepare yourself for it. Now, in the recent past, we have the Two of Wands reversed. Why is the Two of Wands reversed? Well, we had the Pyramid, so that's higher knowing, okay? That's your highest knowing inner being. It's also a connectedness with the universe type thing, all right? So that had to do with travel over water, but for me, this feels more like emotional type of thing, okay? So you were moving towards your emotions, or not, because it's reversed. But with this here, this is telling me, you know, this was in the recent past, so I think this moon energy is coming in to kind of push that along and change that for you, all right? And move you in a different direction toward your emotion, toward your inner, truer, highest self, okay? Now, in the present, you have the Five of Cups reversed. So this is letting go of whatever, again, looking at the disappointments, and you have sheep. So, right, you're going to take a kinder, gentler approach to yourself and others, and you're going to be letting go of that pain, okay? Because the action here is awesome sauce. You have Ace of Wands. It's like a brand new thing coming, you know? Like a bolt of lightning that's going to be like an inspiration, and you're going to have new beginnings. So Spirit, why is the Ace of Wands here, please, for Leo? Thank you. The Dharma Wheel. Right. Okay, so this was a life lesson here, or a cycle lesson. Had to end, and to do so, you have to come into yourself, back into your heart. You have to swim in the ocean of your emotions. Okay? There's the Dharma Wheel right there. Your advice was the Ace of Swords reversed. So Spirit wants you to get out of your own way. Take the blindfold off. Break through those swords, that your self-imposed prison of fear or whatever. So Spirit, why is the Eight of Swords? What additional messages do you have? A hand, okay? So Spirit's about to give you a helping hand in some way. There's about to be an angel on earth, a guide, a mentor, just a friend. Could be a stranger. Who knows? But something's coming along to help you out with this. All right. And finally, we have the potential outcome being the Five of Pentacles coming out of the cold. You know, realizing your dream, manifesting the life that you want. All right, and what additional messages do we have for that spirit, for the star seed of Leo? The cane. This represents authority, moral authority, and more importantly, authority over yourself. Okay, so you have the authority to bring yourself out of this feeling of lack, okay? Or that you're not good enough, okay? That is the message that I have for you, Leo. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.